USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said that his state will now reject the resettling of new refugees, making it the first in the nation to do so following a Trump administration order granting local governments such authority. The governor wrote in a letter to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo that Texas cannot consent to initial refugee resettlement for fiscal year 2020. He said more refugees have been received in Texas than any other state. Governors in 42 other states say they will consent to allowing more refugees. And in September, Trump announced the U.S. would receive only 18,000 refugees in fiscal year 2020, a historic low since the program began in 1980. The president also ordered that refugees would be resettled in jurisdictions where state and local governments consented to receive them. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A California woman allegedly threatened to bomb a Catholic all-girls school in Washington, D.C. after it announced it would include articles on same-sex marriages in its alumni magazine. Sonia Tabizda is charged with obstructing religious exercise and making interstate bomb threats for allegedly saying she would burn, bomb, and kill the people at Georgetown Visitation Prep School, which has more than 500 students in grades 9 through 12. A judge ordered her held in jail until a court proceeding later in the month. At least two people were killed at an elementary school in northern Mexico. The armed student had arrived at the school, and the armed student and a teacher were the fatalities. Five other students and another teacher were wounded, and school shootings are very rare in Mexico. The incident was reminiscent of another in January 2017 in the northern city of Monterrey. In that case, a student opened fire. He killed a teacher and wounded two students. The shooter died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The state of Oklahoma will receive $8.75 million from two pharmaceutical companies in a deal announced that will end the legal action the state was considering against those opioid manufacturers. Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter announced the agreement with Endo Pharmaceuticals and Far Pharmaceutical, Inc., both subsidiaries of Dublin-based Endo International. Without the agreement, Hunter said he planned to file suit against the company, alleging it violated state law by deceptively marketing opioid pain medications in a way that understated the high risk of addiction. The company denied allegations and admitted no wrongdoing as part of the agreement. After a trial last summer, an Oklahoma judge ordered drug maker Johnson & Johnson to pay the state $465 million to address the state's opioid crisis. The state also reached pretrial settlements totaling $355 million with two other drug makers, OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma and Israeli-owned Teva Pharmaceuticals. The music world has lost another superstar, as the drummer of the Canadian band Rush, Neil Peart, has died after fighting a 3.5-year battle with brain cancer at his home in Santa Monica, California. He was 67. Peart joined Rush in 1974, and his style has served as the main inspiration for generations of drummers in rock, metal, and many other genres. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.